USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid talk of a possible tentative bipartisan deal that could avert another partial federal government shutdown, but which may not contain as much wall funding as President Trump has demanded, the president was last night in El Paso, Texas, making his case for the wall and also for that previous government shutdown.
But you know what? If we didn't do that shutdown, we would not have been able to show this country, these politicians, the world, what the hell was happening with the border. That was a very important thing we did.
Without a deal the president will sign, there could be another shutdown on Friday, the first of two funerals for the longest-serving member of Congress ever. Democrat John Dingell of Michigan will be in Michigan today. A second funeral will be in D.C. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It will be day two of a teacher strike in Denver, although they're going to get back to the negotiating table today as the two sides remain at odds over incentives and bonuses that the district favors versus higher base salaries the teachers union has been pushing for. The superintendent of the Denver Public Schools, Susanna Cordova, says teachers need to remember this is about compromise.
The goal of negotiations is for us to get closer to the middle. DPS is way past the middle in terms of what we've offered at this point.
Tobacco use among middle and high school students is up, as Dr. Brian King of the CDC Office on Smoking and Health says teen tobacco use has been on the decline until recently. They report nearly 5 million students are currently using some type of tobacco product, up from 3.6 million in 2017, and about 2 in 5 students are using multiple tobacco products, especially vaping devices. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
A Massachusetts woman in a texting suicide case is in jail. The Bristol County District Attorney's Office revoking a stay of sentence after a state Supreme Court recently upheld Michelle Carter's involuntary manslaughter conviction. Carter was sentenced to 15 months in jail in 2017 after prosecutors say she encouraged her boyfriend, Conrad Roy, to commit suicide through a series of text messages she sent him. Yesterday, the Supreme Judicial Court decided Carter's emergency motion, and she was taken away in handcuffs out of a courtroom to start serving her sentence. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to visit the Auschwitz death camp on Friday and take a tour of a memorial site dedicated to the Jews who were killed in Poland during World War II. USA Radio's John Clemens has more on the story.
This will be his first visit to the Auschwitz death camp in southern Poland that was operated by Nazi Germany during World War II. Mr. Pence is visiting the Central European country as part of a U.S.-Poland conference on peace in the Middle East. The conference is a gathering of several nations concerned about Iran's influence in the Middle East. While in Warsaw, Mr. Pence, a strong supporter of Israel, will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm John Clemens.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.